Part 2. The days became weeks, and the weeks became months. The prince and the princess fell in love. They wanted to get married. One day, Prince Firouz said,
I must go back to Persia. My father's waiting for me. Come with me. We can get married and live there.
The princess agreed. So that night after dark, they both got on the horse's back and flew across the skies to Persia. They landed in the garden of a small house outside the city.
Stay here tonight,
he told her.
I'll come for you tomorrow.
Then Prince Firouz went to his father's palace. The king was very happy to see his son again. He told the guards to bring the Indian to him.
Take your horse and never enter my kingdom again,
he said to him. The Indian was angry with the king because he put him in prison, and he was angry with Prince Firouz because he took his horse. He wanted his revenge. The palace guards told the Indian that his horse was in a house outside the city, so he went there the next day. A servant answered the door. The Indian said,
The prince is waiting for the princess. She must come with me to the palace.
A few moments later, the princess was on the horse behind the Indian. They flew up into the air and in the direction of the palace. The prince and the king looked up and saw them. But the horse didn't land there. It flew over the palace and disappeared. The prince was afraid.
The princess is in danger. I must go and look for her immediately,
he said to his father. The horse took the Indian and the princess to India. It landed in a forest near the Sultan of Kashmir's palace. The princess started shouting for help. The Sultan was hunting in the forest that day, and he heard her.
Perhaps that girl is in danger,
he thought.
I must go and save her.
When he saw the Indian, he pulled out his sword and killed him. Then he put the princess on his horse and they rode back to his palace. Early the next morning, the princess heard a lot of noise outside her room.
What's that noise?
She asked a maid.
The servants are preparing for your wedding. Tomorrow you will marry the Sultan,
she said. The princess was horrified.
I must do something,
she thought.
I can't marry the Sultan. I don't love him.
She started shouting and crying and pulling her hair. The maid was afraid. She went to the Sultan and said,
The princess is ill. She can't marry you tomorrow.
Look after her,
he said,
and we'll get married when she's better.
But weeks and months passed. Many doctors came to see the princess, but she didn't get better. Then, one day, a young doctor from Persia arrived at the palace gate. It was Prince Firouz. The princess was very happy to see him.
We must escape,
the prince told her.
And I have a plan. But first, you must stop crying and smile at the Sultan.
So the princess stopped crying and smiled at the Sultan. He was very happy.
You are a very good doctor,
he said to Prince Firouz.
The princess is well now. You can go home.
She isn't completely well,
the prince said.
The enchanted horse put a magic spell on her. Bring the horse and the princess to the square this afternoon, and I'll take away the spell. Tell all the people in the town to come and watch.
At 4 o'clock that afternoon, the city square was full of people. The Sultan and the princess were there too. When the guards brought the horse, Prince Firouz made 4 fires around it. He said some strange words and threw some powder into the fires. Suddenly, there was a lot of smoke. It was impossible to see anything. At that moment, Prince Firouz and the princess jumped on the horse's back and the horse flew up into the air. Soon, they arrived at the king's palace in Shiraz. The king and his people were very happy to see them. The next day, the prince and the princess got married, and they lived happily for the rest of their lives.